The death toll rises as the new coronavirus from Wuhan, China, has now killed more than 100 people in China. In the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control now says airline passengers from China will be screened at Logan Airport and over a dozen other airports around the country. The outbreak is triggering a feeling of deja vu among local virus experts who remember the SARS virus in the early 2000s. But WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports some Boston scientists also believe we've come a long way since.
Dr. Paul Sachs remembers SARS all too well, and the similarities with this new virus are obvious. Both are coronaviruses first found in China. Both cause severe lung infections. But Sachs, the clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says this outbreak is also different.
And what's different is that the pace of scientific discovery, it's like someone pressed the fast-forward button, and we're accelerating through things that took much, much longer then.
Case in point, with the latest DNA technology, the full genetic makeup of the new coronavirus was immediately analyzed and shared in a public database.
That happened within a couple of weeks, actually less than 2 weeks.
And when you know the DNA sequence of a virus, you can develop a diagnostic test for it.
And that's exactly what happened as soon as the sequence came out.
So there is a way to know for sure if a patient has this virus. That's a critical tool in an outbreak, says Assistant Professor Mohsen Saeed, a virologist at Boston University's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratories.
Whenever there is a suspicion of a case, you know, whenever you think there is a patient, you can immediately take their sample and do diagnostic assay and identify them very quickly. And once you identify them, then you can just take those public health measures that can help curb the spread of the virus.
Saeed also gives credit to dramatic advances in Chinese science in recent years and greater willingness to share those findings. Dr. Sachs from Brigham and Women's says the flow of information among scientists has become quicker in general, from Twitter to papers posted online, and Chinese scientists are in that flow.
Investigators in China were able to cultivate the virus and have, you know, pictures of it that were published in the New England Journal of Medicine very rapidly, all within a month of the initial reports.
He says they've also shared medical details of how the virus affects patients. Work is already underway to test antiviral therapies and to develop vaccines. U.S. officials say vaccine testing could begin within 3 months.
These things are happening in a pace that really is remarkable and demonstrated incredible cooperation between scientists globally.
Even at this rapid pace, a vaccine would take many more months to be shown to be ready for widespread use. So public health efforts will need to keep focusing on containing the outbreak. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.